Sarah. Show your face to me, he says, and to no one else. Look on me if you wish to have clear sight with the eyes of your heart. Look within where I am, and do not seek me outside of your heart. I left my rule open and walked around my four walls, touching their roughness, feeling the shallow gouges where the masons had chipped them square and flat. When I held my candle to them, their dull colour transformed, glowing yellow even more strongly than they would in sunlight. It was 5 days, maybe more, since All Hallows, yet the smell of the leper still hung in my cell, or so it seemed, and Martin's gentle words clung to the stones. Take my robe, but quiet. The young caress is in there, and we mustn't... My rule said I mustn't speak to men, but the leper hadn't wanted words. He only wanted food, and I had kept it from him. I argued with myself on and on, quoting my rule, my need to be shut away, telling myself that it was for others to care for him, until I was exhausted. I thought of a hand, what would be left of it, taking my soul cake from the tiny opening in the wall where I had received the bread at Mass. I shivered and looked at my crucifix, my own white hands refusing death, afraid. You'll find a way to live with death, Sister Euphemia had said. Emma had walked with me to Tarrant, but she would have nothing to do with Euphemia, the anchoress, locked away from the world, looking for holiness in the ground, my sister said. I wondered what she would say to me now. We were both grieving for Ma, but we were so different. Emma was angry at God, at Pa, at Father John, even sometimes at baby Alfred, but I needed to speak to a woman who knew about God, who could tell me why Ma had died. Yet when I sat in Euphemia's parlour, the morning sun drifting through an arched window, all I could do was cry. Behind her curtain, the anchoress said nothing. When I stopped, exhausted, and apologised for my tears, she told me to let them come. And when I asked her why Ma had died, she said that even though it felt so...